We've been enjoying our time out here too at the William Inglis Complex for the Easter Inglis yearling sales, and it was spectacular yesterday. A record-breaking day, Loz, with over $61 million being spent in the ring, and that average around that 340,000 mark. I've got to say, Sledmere Stud had a terrific day as well. They've had a great year, and Roy Murphy, the principal of Sledmere, joins us. Okay, Roy.
Good morning. Yeah. How are you?
All right. Thanks, Roy.
It's phenomenal, isn't it, what happens?
Yeah, it's so amazing.
It was a big day, wasn't it?
Big day. Just amazing watching horses go in one after the other, making the money they are. Credit to Inglis. They've done a great job. They've got the people here. They've definitely got their horses here. So, you know, it makes our job a little easier when we got the people here to buy them. So, yeah, very exciting day. So it's one more day to go, and, yeah, we can take a breather.
Was it right that yesterday the first $1 million yearling for you guys?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. We're sort of a smaller farm that's started about, took over the property about 5 years ago. And yeah, we've been sort of working towards a day like this. Great help from, you know, clients, new clients, and yep. That has sort of helped us get to here, but good support. So yeah, it's one of those things, I suppose, all of us like to get the $1 million horse. It's a little cherry on top. So great to finally get there. And great for the team.
Yeah. It is. I mean, they're in the ring for probably 90 seconds, you know, exactly. Like 90 seconds, 2 minutes. But can you give our listeners and our viewers a little bit of an insight into just how long that preparation for that 90 seconds actually takes? It's quite a process, isn't it,
Roy? It's a big process. And I mean, it's a stressful time for us, you know. But it's pretty much goes back to when you decide to mate the mare, which is, you know, nearly 2 years ago. And then, you know, from mating the mare right through to getting the foal out healthy and alive, we've a great team at home. You know, we fall down about 180 every year. So we've got a good process in place to take care of these. But, you know, you sort of know when you have a nice one when it's born. You pretty much, you know you got the family and, you know, got the nice horse. And for us, you know, that colt, we knew we got a colt, which is ideal. Mm. And then just the process of keeping it healthy and safe all the way through. But for these ones, it's a 12-week prep. They come in and get intensive exercise and just build up their stamina and strength, which you really need for a sale like this. Yeah. You know, that colt would have had over 200 inspections.
Wow. So that's pulled out of his box 200 times, put back in.
Yeah, and an average probably out for 3 to 5 minutes walking up and down, getting inspected. So you really need to have your horses fit. And when they're fit, they can handle the pressure, and he handled the pressure really well.
So. And it's an exciting day, isn't it? You know, to sit back and watch, and you know, you're hoping that they don't get passed in.
You've got to get your reserves right, and that's an important part. And try and make sure you're meeting the market. You know, that's a big thing.
And how many did you have yesterday, and how many have you got today?
We had 10 through the ring yesterday, and we got 5 today. Yeah, so hopefully today should be a good day as well.
Yeah, and obviously to have a stud like Sledmere, you've been all over the world. You've been in these massive training and breeding complexes and companies all over the world, and then you bring all that knowledge, and it's a big ask to set up a stud like Sledmere.
Yeah, so I'm obviously traveling the world. I'm still traveling because I'm in Australia, but you know, my wife has done the same thing.
She's
the boss, exactly.
Like she's been all our houses.
Yes, exactly. So she's been around the world as well, and I mean, you know, we do have a bit of knowledge, I suppose, between us. So it's good to work together and get the job done.
How much more interest are there now in the Australian sales, and in particular this one here at Inglis now, compared to, say, 5 years ago, given the introduction of all these new races here in New South Wales and Australia?
Yeah, it's really taken hold now. You know, I've got a lot of friends around the world, and it's amazing, even with social media and everything that goes on, they've really
followed it.
They, you know, yesterday I had a lot of people even text me about, you know, the results here. So they're following it. I think our racing has just gone to a new level. Yeah. You know, I've heard some big players in the game talk about how their focus has been shifted towards Australia, which is very exciting for our industry. You know, I think well-deserved. I mean, we've proven now we can breed the right sort of horses. And I think, you know, our horses can go around the world and race anywhere and be competitive.
Is there one lot today we've got to keep an eye on for you?
We've got a filly, actually. I'm Invincible Filly. I should know her number, but she is 371. She's a lovely filly. She's been very well received. So hopefully she'll have a good outing. But I've no doubt she should meet her mark and sell.
And give us some good news about the rainfall up there, because you're in a 3-year drought in Scone. Your sled mare studs up there in the Hunter. Did you get any rain recently?
Yeah, thank God. I mean, it's been a long time, and we got 25 mil about 2 weeks ago, and then got a good 3-inch follow up. So
beautiful.
It's been great, and a lot of pressure on all farmers and people with horses. But hopefully this is the break for it.
Good luck today.
Thank you very much.
And keep up that great clearance rate that you've had with Sledmere. And we thank you so much for your time, Roy.
Thanks for having us.